啊，请我们一起来默祷。阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始最后一节的聚会。
In the name of our Jesus Christ, we begin the final session for today.
啊，唱诗177首。
Let's sing hymn 177.
请继续再来看以弗所书。
Let's continue the study of the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
今天下午我们讨论到穿上新人的两点。
This afternoon we had studied the two points regarding putting on the new self.
首先我们要脱去旧人。
We must take off our old self.
我们才能够穿上新人。
Then we can put on our new selves.
所谓旧人，就是在神的话语上对照起来不对的，那个是旧的。
Our old self is the self that is not correct according based on the word of God.
那我们要有决心把这一部分改变。
We must make the determination to change this aspect of ourselves.
我们才能够长进。变成新人。
Then we can grow and become our new selves.
如果我们不合圣经，我们的想法、生活、个性、观念，有一部分我们不愿意改。
if there is some aspect of our thoughts or our actions or our ways that we are unwilling to change,
那一部分脱不掉, 我们新的就进不来。
If we cannot set aside that old part of ourselves, then the new self cannot come.
所以做基督徒是需要付代价的。
Being a Christian involves paying a price.
什么代价?
What is the price?
我愿意为着更新, 无条件地改变我自己。
I will unconditionally change myself in order to put on this new self.
当我们有这个决心,
Once we have this determination,
神就会在我们旁边帮助我们。
God will be able to help us.
因为神原来的旨意就是要我们变化更新。
It is God's will for us to change into our new selves.
但是最重要是, 我有没有愿意改变的心。
But very, most importantly, do we have the willingness to change our old selves?
因为我们开始一改变, 我们就发现我们跟别人不一样。
As soon as we begin the transformation, we realize that we are different from others.
当我们跟人不一样,
And when we realize that we are different,
我们常常会被孤立。
We often will become isolated.
我们常常不能够被接受。
We will no longer be accepted.
我们常常会被人看作不正常。
We will be seen as abnormal.
你不愿意接受这个事实。
Are you willing to accept this fact?
如果你愿意,
if you are willing,
你就可以改变,
then you can change.
如果你能改变,
if you can change,
我们就能够更新,
then we can be renewed.
所以愿意改变, 这是做基督徒一个开始的起点。
So the willingness to change is the beginning point of a Christian life.
但是到最后有耶稣的形象, 这是我们的终点。
But the final goal is to take on the likeness of Christ.
但是我们要 从起点开始, 我们才能够往终点不断地前进。
So we must have a starting point before we can move towards the final point.
所以要穿上新人, 要先改变旧人。
In order to put on the new self, we must first change our old self.
那我们现在进入25节到28节。
Let's look at verse 25 through 28.
25节到28节再提到不可给魔鬼留地步。
And from verse 25 to 28, it talks about how we must not leave a foothold for Satan.
我们先来看, 哥罗西书。
Let's first look at the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
13节,
Verse 13.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
这个英文的 dominion, 这个 dominion 就是控制, 这是一种权柄, 权势。
So here it says dominion, so it's a controlled area.
那这是一个黑暗的权势, 从黑暗来的一种能力在控制我们。
It's a dominion of darkness. It's a darkness that controls us.
那这个黑暗的权势从哪里来？
And where does this dominion of darkness?
从魔鬼来的。
Comes from Satan.
从罪来的。
From sin.
所以有罪的地方就有魔鬼。
Where there is sin, there is Satan.
魔鬼借着罪在控制人。
Satan controls us through sin.
那神 救我们脱离这个黑暗的权势，就要把我们从魔鬼救那个国度救出来。
God rescues us from the dominion of darkness.
然后把我们迁到爱子的国度里面。
And then he brings us to the kingdom of the Son he loves.
所以新耶稣就是移民。
So when we come to believe, we immigrate.
不是从其他的国家移民到美国。
We do not immigrate from a foreign country to the US.
从撒旦的权下移民到
Rather, we immigrate from the dominion of darkness into God's kingdom.
主耶稣说,
God, the Lord Jesus said,
说我们靠着神的能力赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们。
When we cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus, then this is the kingdom of God.
魔鬼很有力量。
Satan has great power.
这个不是我们血肉能够抵挡的。
And that is something that we cannot fight off based on physical effort.
铁链也没有办法锁住。
Chains cannot bind him.
但是,
However,
主的能力能够得胜魔鬼。
The power of our Lord can defeat Satan.
所以一个人既然迁到爱子的国度, 魔鬼就没有办法再攻击他。
So once a person is brought to the kingdom of the Son he loves, then Satan can no longer attack him.
这个神的国是完整的。
And this kingdom of God is complete.
神的国不像美国。
It is not the US.
两次世界大战都没有打到美国的本土。
During the two world wars never were fought in the U.S.
所以美国人觉得很平安。
So people thought it was all very peaceful.
啊，因为东边也有海洋，西边也有海洋，蒙住了。
Because they are protected by the ocean on both sides.
但是谁想到恐怖分子会跑到美国来发动911？
But who would have thought that terrorists would attack us during 9/11？
哦，那谁也没有办法想到下一次什么时候会发生。
And no one can see when it will happen again.
啊，连政府也说只是什么时候会发生，不是会不会发生。
Even the government is saying that it's a matter of time, not whether it will happen or not.
为什么这么悲观？
Why so much pessimism?
因为这个国境这么长，你怎么去防守？
Because the borders are so wide, how do you protect it?
你只能尽力，但是你没有完全把恐怖分子拿掉。
You can do all you can, but then you can't remove all of the terrorists.
那我们进到神的国又怎么一回事呢？
But what does it mean to enter the kingdom of God?
难道神的国像美国一样吗？
Is the kingdom of God like the U.S.?
你只能够尽力，但是你没有办法防止魔鬼吗？
Can you just do what you can, but be unable to protect yourself against Satan?
啊，只是魔鬼什么时候要攻击的，而不是魔鬼啊，不能不能攻击你，是不是这样呢？
Is it just a matter of time before Satan attacks, or is it whether God, Satan will attack or not?
当然不是。
Course not.
我们已经迁到爱子的国度里面。
We have been brought to the kingdom of the Son He loves.
在神完全的权柄下看守。
And we are under His absolute authority.
那为什么有的信徒还是会被魔鬼吃掉呢？
Why then are some members still swallowed by Satan?
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a serious question.
神这么有能力，为什么有的信徒还被魔鬼吃掉？
If God has such power, then why is it that some members are still swallowed by Satan?
你看主耶稣在陪十二个门徒。
When Jesus was leading his 12 disciples,
天天跟在主耶稣。
They followed him every day.
但是竟然有一个被魔鬼吃掉。
Yet there was one that was swallowed by Satan.
有一个差一点点被魔鬼打倒。
There was one that's almost defeated by Satan.
这个不是神没有能力保护他们。
And it's not for the lack of power of God.
这是因为他们给魔鬼留地步。
But rather because they left a foothold for Satan.
是他们本身做出来的。
It was because of their own actions.
啊，所以这里说不可以给魔鬼留地步。
So here it says, do not leave a foothold for Satan.
如果魔鬼能够在我们家里工作，
if Satan can work in our own households,
那一定我们里面有什么原因。
Then there must be a reason.
记得有一个青年，
there was once a youth,
忽然间这个邪灵附身，
was suddenly demon possessed.
他中午他可以到外面去看太阳看五分钟。
He can go outside during the noontime and stare at the sun for 5 minutes.
诸位谁能够看太阳一分钟？
Who can stare at the sun for even 1 minute?
连一分钟都不能，他能看五分钟。
So we can't even just stand it for a minute, but he can stare for 5 minutes.
大家想怎么有可能呢？
So people wonder, how is that possible?
你家里一定有什么东西。
There must be something in your family.
我来找到啊，因为他的祖父从故乡来到美国，就带了一个保平安的符咒，就放小小的一片，就放在他的这个钱包里面。
So they realized, they looked and looked, and then they found that it was because his grandfather had given him a trinket that is supposed to offer protection, and he had it on his desk.
那一片小纸是拜过偶像的。
And it was a little piece of paper, but it was offered to idols.
就因为这一点点东西带到家里面来，就给魔鬼留地步，魔鬼就进来了。
And it was because of this little item, it left a foothold for Satan, and Satan came into this house.
所以大家帮他祷告。
Everybody prayed for him.
没有功效。
It didn't work.
你一定要找看哪里发生问题。
And so they said, you have to figure out what the problem is.
后来那片纸把它拿来烧。
So eventually they burned that piece of paper.
在正烧的时候，那个弟兄在地上打滚，好像火烧了他。
But as they were burning the paper, this brother was rolling on the ground as if he was being burned.
然后祷告，魔鬼出去一半。
Then they prayed again, and Satan, the devil, left half of them left.
但是为什么在祷告就没有功效，就没有办法进步
？Why is it that there was no complete improvement?
哦，再找。
And so they looked again.
在他的衣服里面有一件哈，他说那个佛教里面的过火做过佛教仪式的那一件衣服还在。
He had one. They found that he had one garment that was used for some Buddhist ritual.
那再拿出来烧。
So then they burned that shirt.
烧掉祷告，魔鬼又出去一半，但是就是 有一点点。
So they prayed again, and some of the devils were still in him.
那到底什么原因呢
？So why was this?
哦，后来找来找去，就在他的客厅里面找到那个弥勒佛。
They looked again, and then they found in his living room a happy Buddha.
弥勒佛就是两只手举起来像投降一样，肚子大大笑着脸那个。
It's the Buddha with a big belly and with his hands raised.
啊，那日本的有人把他拜过，把他送做礼物给他。
So someone in Japan had worshipped it and then sent given this as a present.
那他看起来，他也觉得说这只是古董。
And he thought, well, this is just an antique.
但是这被拜过当偶像。
But it was worshipped as an idol.
那这个把它破开了烧掉。
So then they broke this idol and then burned it.
祷告。
And prayed.
魔鬼就出去了。
And the devil's finally left.
不是神怕魔鬼。
It's not that God is afraid of Satan.
神是忌邪的神。
Because.
忌邪，人是高洁热心。
Because God is a jealous God.
所以当我们家里面跟鬼有关系，在家里面就给魔鬼留地步。
If you have anything that belongs to Satan in your home, then you are leaving a foothold for him.
所以有一次有一个工人到信徒的家去祷告。
There was a worker who once went to another member's house to pray.
那个工人就觉得，哎，这个家庭好像怪怪。
And this worker felt that there's something strange about this family.
所以这个家庭里面的人好像没有平安。
It's if there was a lack of peace in this household.
那以后就知道，它里面有一些跟偶像有关的。
Eventually, he realized that because they own things that had to do with idols.
那这个拿掉了，祷告。
So they removed these items and prayed.
那以后就没有再听到这些事情。
And he no longer felt these things.
所以不可给魔鬼留地步。
And do not leave a foothold for Satan.
那这个给魔鬼留地步，有一些是跟偶像没有关系的。
There are also ways where we can leave a foothold for Satan that has nothing to do with idols.
这跟个人的软弱有关系。
It has everything to do with our own personal weaknesses.
哪一个地方软弱，那个地方就可能给魔鬼留地步。
Where we are weak, we can leave a foothold for Satan.
犹大，他口才很好。
Judas was very eloquent.
他看到人拿香膏倒在耶稣的身上。
When he saw someone anoint Jesus with incense,
他说这太可惜了。
And he said, this is such a waste.
他非常的实用，这个如果卖掉，很多钱可以周济贫穷的人。
He spoke practically and said that if we sold this, we could help the poor.
但是圣经很清楚说，他这样讲是因为他贪财。
But the Bible explains that he said this because he was greedy.
因为他管钱了，钱越多，他贪得越多。
So he was an accountant, so the more money he had, the more that he can embezzle.
那因为他有这个弱点。
Because he has such a weakness,
魔鬼就从这里进来。
It was a foothold for Satan to enter.
就把卖耶稣的意思放在他里面。
And so Satan gave him the idea of betraying Jesus.
主耶稣怎么提醒替他洗脚，怎么讲他都醒不过来。
Jesus constantly reminded him and washed his feet, but he could not awake from this.
那最后魔鬼就侵到他里面。
And finally, Satan entered him.
一直到他卖了耶稣。
It was not until after he had betrayed Jesus.
魔鬼出去了。
When Satan left,
他先过来了,
that he awoke.
但已经太慢了。
But it was already too late.
所以不可以给魔鬼丢地步，特别是我们自己的弱点。
Do not leave a foothold for Satan, especially when it comes to our weaknesses.
那这一段圣经里面，他提到几点。
So there are a couple points mentioned here.
第一点就是不可以说谎。
First, do not lie.
我们要跟邻舍说实话。
That we must always speak honestly to our neighbors.
使徒行传有很多的死法。他们死的方法。
Oh, so in the book of Acts, it records many methods of death.
我们最近在查考使徒行传，忽然一个新的发现。
And we came to a new realization while studying the book of Acts recently.
使徒行传也有病死的。
Some die from illness.
也有石头打死的。
Some were stoned.
那也有跌死的。
Some fell.
还有，也有被神罚死的。
And some were punished by God.
那个就是亚拿尼亚。
And that was Ananias.
所以死可以有很多不同的方法。
So there are many ways to die.
那个时候圣工正发达。
And holy work was prospering during that time.
神真的与教会同在。
God was truly with the church.
那亚拿尼亚他卖全财产。
Ananias sold his property.
但是他一部分留给自己。
But he kept some for himself.
然后把其他钱拿到教会来。
And then he gave the rest to the church.
说这就是我所有的。
And said, this was all I have.
我们彼得怎么讲？
What did Peter say?
我们来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
第三节
Verse 3,
基督说亚拿尼亚为什么撒旦充满你的心叫你欺哄圣灵
Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit?、
哦、所以这个欺哄圣灵说谎在这个地方、啊、是试探神
So here by lying to the Holy Spirit he is testing God、
哦、所以、啊彼得讲完，他倒下去就死了。
And as soon as Peter said these things, Ananias fell down dead.
我看起来这样一个小小的谎话也没有害到谁，竟然他倒下去死了。
It seems like a small lie. It didn't harm anybody. Yet he's dead.
他的太太一直等，怎么先生中午没有回来吃饭呢、啊？又去教会找他了。
And so Sapphira's his wife was wondering how come my husband isn't home yet. So she went to church to look for him.
彼得就说：“这个是钱是你们的吗？”
And so Peter asks her, tell me, is that price you paid, is that all that you have?
她说是的。
She said yes.
那彼得说你为什么同心试探神的灵呢？
And then Peter replied saying, how could you agree to test the spirit of the Lord?
倒下去就死了。
And so she fell and died.
整个教会敬畏神。
And the entire church became very fervent.
说谎是罪。
A lie is a sin.
哦，在那个时代里面连说谎都不能了。
During that time it wasNot, you could not even lie.
所以《使徒行传》里面在讲啊，说谎人他的父亲是谁？约翰福音啊。
In the book of John, there's a place where it's asked, who's the father of deceit?
看约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章的三十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 34.
哦，四十四节。
44 rather.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父私欲，你们要偏行。他从起初是杀人的，不走真理，因为他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。这里说、啊、魔鬼是说谎之人的父。
Here it says that Satan is the father of lies.
所以人如果喜欢说谎，会给魔鬼留地步。
So a person who likes to speak lies leaves a foothold for Satan.
你知道为什么夏娃会犯罪
？Why did Eve sin？
因为魔鬼说谎。
Because Satan lied.
你吃的不一定会死。
You may not surely die.
但是神说你吃的会死。
But God has said you will surely die.
他讲的不一样就是说谎。
And by saying something different, then he is lying.
那结果夏娃相信了。
As Eve believed him.
他照着去吃。
And so she tasted the fruit.
后来他就死了。
And eventually she died.
所以这里告诉我们不可以说谎。
So here it tells us to not lie.
要说实话。
You must speak honestly.
特别教会里面的信徒。
Especially amongst members.
有一些我们不想说的不要说，但是不可以说谎。
If there are things that you shouldn't say, then you don't have to say it, but do not lie.
这是第一个会给魔鬼留地步。
This is the first way you can leave a foothold for Satan.
26节。
Verse 26,
生气却不要犯罪。
In your anger, do not sin.
不可含怒到日落。
Do not let the sun go down.
这个生气也会给魔鬼留地步。
Anger can leave a foothold for Satan.
特别啊，我们这个怒气都不愿意解消。
Especially if you take no action to reduce this anger.
我们的心里面恨人。
If you have hatred towards your heart, in your heart.
恨人就是杀人，圣经这样讲。
The Bible tells us that when you hate another, then you are killing the other.
恨人就是没有爱。
Hate is a lack of love.
神是爱。
God is love.
所以当我们心充满着恨，
If our heart is filled with hate,
神就不在我们里面。
God is not in our heart.
那神不在我们里面就很危险，魔鬼就会进来。
And it is very dangerous for us to not have God in our hearts because Satan can enter.
所以一个人如果常常恨人，不能够赦免。
If a person constantly hates others and cannot forgive others,
不止他没有平安。
Not only is he short of peace,
这个人很可能会被魔鬼利用。
He can also easily become used by God.
你这教会里面如果有一个人恨其他的人。
If there is one member of the church who is always hating other people,
那他会被魔鬼利用，他就到处讲坏话。
He can be used by Satan to speak evil of others.
就这造成教会乱糟糟的。
And it leads to great confusion in church.
是这个人得罪神更深了。
And so this person will wrong God.
那原因出于就是出于恨。
And the source of it all is his personal hatred.
造成教会的混乱。
That can lead to church tumult.
但是更可怕的是。
But even more frightening.
当我们恨久了。
When we hate for a long time,
最后可能我们自己做出错误的事情出来。
We may do something wrong.
那就得罪神更深了。
And then we truly wrong God.
所以 不可给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave a foothold for Satan.
当然二十八节不可以偷窃。
In verse 28, do not steal.
这个也是会给魔鬼留地步。
Because in doing so, you leave a foothold for Satan.
因为这是犯罪的行为。
This is an act of sin.
所以只要我们在自己的弱点警醒。
So long as we are aware of our own weaknesses,
我们绝对平安。
Then we will have peace.
我们在爱子的国里面。
Because we will be in the kingdom of the Son whom He loves.
那如果魔鬼来找我们，有时候是因为神允许的。
Now there are also times when Satan will come visit us because God permits it.
好像神允许魔鬼去试探约伯。
As God permitted Satan to visit Job.
从神这边来看，这是一种考验。
In the eyes of God, this is a form of a test.
是试炼。
This is a trial.
要坚定他的信心。
To solidify his faith.
好，我们再看29节到32节。
Let's look at verse 29 to 32.
特别我们先来看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
这里说不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
你们原是受他受他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
With whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
这里说圣灵是给我们印记。
The Holy Spirit is our seal.
那等候得赎的日子就是主耶稣再来。
It's the day for redemption when Jesus comes again.
但这一天什么时候来呢？
When will that day come?
有可能我们活着的时候，你就看到耶稣再来。
We may see God while we are still alive today.
但是我们死的那一天，也等于耶稣再来，因为你要去见主。
But the day of our death is also the day that we see God because we will be going to see God.
那这一段期间可能二十年、三十年。
It could be 20 years. It could be 30 years.
神赐给我们圣灵。
God gives us the Holy Spirit.
你每次祷告，你就感觉到有圣灵，你就有把握我可以上天国。
So that every time we pray, we can experience the Holy Spirit and know that we can go to heaven.
但是圣灵在我们天国路里面还有一个很重要的作用。
The Holy Spirit has another important purpose.
就是圣灵会感动我们。
The Holy Spirit can move us.
让我们明白神的话。
To help us understand the word of God.
圣灵会安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit can calm us.
让我们的忧伤得到解消。
So that It can alleviate our grief.
圣灵会加添我们力量。
The Holy Spirit can give us strength.
让我们从坏的习惯、坏的个性、情欲里面得到释放。
To be released from our bad habits.
但是圣灵也会为我们担忧。
But the Holy Spirit can also grieve for us.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果我们走的道路、我们做的事情、我们的想法已经渐渐离开神。
If our ways and our thoughts and our actions stray from God.
神会用他的灵感动我们。
God will use His Spirit to move us.
在里面感觉到很忧伤，有时候你会流眼泪。
We can feel its grief, and we may shed tears.
有一个姐妹啊，她回去故乡给人请客。
So there was a sister who once went to her hometown and was invited to dinner.
她好朋友就摆了一桌饭。
So her friend brought out many dishes.
她饭一拿起来，一直流眼泪。
And she picked up the bowl and started shedding tears.
她马上想，哎，怎么？就会流眼泪。
And she thought, why am I crying?
她就问她的朋友。
So then she asked her friend.
这是不是拜过偶像的？
Has this food been offered to idols?
她说是的。
And the friend said yes.
她说这样我没有办法吃，我已经信耶稣。
Then so she responded saying, sorry, I cannot eat this because I believe in Jesus.
因为吃了拜偶像就玷污了自己啊。
Because you soil yourself if you eat this food that's been offered.
有时候圣灵就离开了。
The Holy Spirit can leave you.
有时候信心就软弱了。
And your faith may grow weak.
有时候旧病重发。
Old illnesses may return.
有时候魔鬼再来。
Satan can come.
所以当我们要吃这个拜偶像的时候，你如果常常祷告，被圣灵充满，神的灵会忧伤。
If you pray often and are constantly filled with the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will grieve when you try to eat such food.
所以这个圣灵的感动啊，这是我们行天国路里面非常重要让我们知道对错的一个方法。
The Holy Spirit is very important in our path towards heaven because it will tell us when we are doing something right or wrong.
好像我们在开车子的时候。
It's like when we're driving.
它里面有那个红灯。
There's a red light.
如果你车子有问题，红灯就会亮。
So if there's something wrong with your car, then the red light will start flashing.
那红灯亮你怎么办？
What do you do when you see this red light?
这个红灯怎么一直亮啊？把它吹掉吧。
What is this flashing? Let's just knock it out.
那等一下你车子就报销了。
Then your car will be ruined.
所以当这个圣灵在我们的忧伤或者良心不安的时候，要赶快停下来想一想到底怎么一回事。
When we feel the grief of the Holy Spirit, when we feel conscience stricken, we must stop and think, why is it so?
为什么圣灵会忧伤？
Why would the Holy Spirit grieve?
所以29节说, 污秽的言语一句也不可出口。
In verse 29, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths.
有一群弟兄啊, 说要团契。
There was once a group of brothers who wanted to fellowship.
啊, 谈来谈去就开始在开黄色笑话。
So they started talking crude jokes.
啊, 那回去了。
And then they went home.
那其中有一个弟兄啊, 他睡不着觉。
There's one particular brother who could not fall asleep.
啊, 他就告诉他太太, 睡不着觉。
And so he told his wife, I can't fall asleep.
他问他为什么?
And the wife said, how come?
他就跟他讲这个事情。
And so he explained what had happened.
啊, 你要起来祷告。
And so she said, well, you must get up and pray.
所以两个就一起祷告。
So the two of them got up and prayed.
他祷告完, 他就很好睡了。
And after they prayed, he was fell asleep immediately.
这个叫做圣灵的担忧。
This is the Holy Spirit grieving.
哦, 如果他没有去反省自己,
if he had not examined himself,
啊, 以后啊, 他在走这个更深入就没有圣灵的担忧。
Eventually, if he continues down the road, then the Holy Spirit may no longer grieve.
那这个圣灵不再担忧了，不再忧伤了， 在下一步可能圣灵就离开了。
If the Holy Spirit no longer grieves, then the next step would be that the Holy Spirit would leave.
那就很危险了。
And that is very dangerous.
所以神的灵在我们内心里面感动我们，这很重要。
It is very important for the Holy Spirit to reside in us and move us.
我们要顺着圣灵的感动来生活。
We must live our life according to the movement of the Spirit.
这样啊, 我们的生活就能够, 啊, 合神的旨意。
Then we can live according to the will of God.
我们来看以赛亚书63章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 63.
以赛亚书的63章
Isaiah chapter 63
第10节
Verse 10
63章第10节
Chapter 63 verse 10
他们竟然背逆主使主的灵担忧他就转作他们的仇敌亲自攻击他们
But yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned and became their enemy, and he fought himself fought against them.
这里在讲, 啊, 旷野路的生活。
So here is depicting the life in the wilderness.
我们先来看, 啊, 第9节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他们在一切苦难中, 他也同受苦难, 并且他面前的使者拯救他们, 他以慈爱跟怜悯救赎他们, 在古时的日子常常, 啊, 抱抱怀抱他们。
So in all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
有哪一个父母亲看到自己的孩子痛苦，自己很高兴的，哈哈，我孩子受苦了。
Would any parent laugh and enjoy if they see a child suffer?
你有爱，对方的痛苦就是你的痛苦。
If you have love, then someone else's pain will be your pain.
神爱以色列百姓。
God loved the Israelites.
所以以色列百姓在旷野受苦, 神也一起受苦。
So when the Israelites suffered, then he too was distressed.
那为什么神要叫他受苦?
But why did God want them to suffer?
因为要操练他们。
Because he wanted to train them.
使他们将来能够进到迦南, 能够承受那个土地。
So that they can be worthy of entering the land of Canaan.
那在受苦当中, 神就差遣他的使者保护他们, 开路他们。
In their distress, the Lord sent the angels to protect them.
而且以慈爱跟怜悯救赎他们。
And in love and mercy, he redeemed them.
神给他们玛拿吃。
God gave them manna to eat.
神给他们从磐石流水给他们吃。
God gave them water from rock to drink.
神用云柱火柱引导他们的路。
God led them by a pillar of cloud and fire.
虽然受苦, 神的恩典很丰富。
And even though they suffered, God's blessings were countless.
所以那个受苦是神慈爱的一部分。
So that suffering was a sign of God's love.
但是第10节说,以色列百姓竟然背逆神。
But in verse 10 it said, yet they had rebelled.
试探神。
And tested him.
埋怨神。
And grieved him.
那这一些都在讲神不对。
And they kept saying that God was wrong.
那这个就让神的灵担忧。
And in doing so, they grieved the Spirit.
那既然他们不改变。
And since they refused to change,
所以神就转过来就攻击他们。
God turned and became their enemy.
所以如果我们顺着被圣灵担忧久了还不改变, 神可能转过来, 神的怒气就向我们显发。
So if we are constantly grieved by the Holy Spirit and do nothing about it, then God may turn towards you and become your enemy.
所以今天所谓云柱火柱在哪里呢?
So where is our pillar of fire and cloud?
就是借着圣灵住在我们里面。
It's through the Holy Spirit which dwells in us.
天天在感动我们。
constantly moving us.
那我们如果被圣灵充满,
if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们的良心会很敏感,
then our conscience will be very sensitive.
好的坏的神都会感动我们。
God will move us regarding what is good and bad.
这样我们就能够过一个对得起神的生活。
And only then can we live a life that is right in the eyes of God.
在神的面前我们就会有价值。
And we will have value before God.
蒙神纪念。
And we will be remembered by him.
我们来唱诗，然后我们用十五分钟来祷告。
And then we will pray for 15 minutes.
一百五十五首。
Please be seated.
我们现在最后来祷告。
We shall now offer our concluding prayer.
我们在这个社青联合会啊，特别求主的灵亲自运行在每个人的心中。
During this young adult spiritual convocation, let us especially ask God to work within our hearts.
让我们里面那一个人刚强起来。
So that our inner man can grow strong.
也让我们属灵的眼睛明亮。
So that our spiritual eyes can grow bright.
我们能够看清楚神对我们每一个人的旨意是什么。
So that we can clearly see His will for each and every one of us.
我们有力量来走在神的道路上。
And so that we can have strength to walk upon His way.
所以我们要为自己祷告。
Let us pray for ourselves.
求主的灵浇灌充满。
And ask God to fill us with His Spirit.
我们明天还有一天的社青灵恩会。
We have one more day of the Young Adult Spiritual Convocation.
求主能够亲自带领祝福。
May God continue to guide personally.
让每一个人来到的人在灵里都得到造就。
So that everyone who attends may be spiritually edified.
都能够体会在基督里面的丰盛。
And we can experience what it means to have spiritual abundance.
所以我们祷告特别为明天的聚会来祷告。
So let us pray especially for tomorrow's day service.
我们现在一起来祈祷，一直到九点半。
Let us pray together till 9:30.